The organization is unique in that all of our tests are carried out on commercial production volume instead of little test plots in a home garden or a test garden.
What do you mean commercial production?
Well, instead of, if we want to test some chemicals or varieties or types or species, things of that sort, instead of dealing with maybe a dozen plants or maybe 50 plants of a type, we'll use 50,000 or 100,000 in a test. We'll use a whole field or a part of a field. And we may pick out a field that has a 500,000 roses in it and break it up into sections and test several different things at one time. And we can run understocks, we can run spray materials there for, well, bugs or bacteria, either one or both. And we can run different strengths and multiples of materials, then check plots with them that are untreated. And we're dealing with something like 100 materials under test all the time that are new and aren't cleared by U.S. Ag Department and haven't been admitted to the school training program. The agricultural universities can't get them until we clear them.
How much land do you need for this stuff?
Well, 22 million roses, 10,000 plants to the acre. About 2,200 acres. Of the finished product, nothing but roses. So it would cover quite a bit of area, and well, the particular type of plant is extremely hard on land because you have to practice a clean cultivation program, either, well, a combination of mechanical and manual, and you're cultivating and hoeing and herbicides tossed in to control the vegetation, to keep it from competing with the plants we're producing. So there's no residue left over to be plowed back into the earth as a green manure material or to be converted into humus through bacterial action, see. And it's handled that way completely for approximately a 36 month period.
Are you a farm girl? Mm-hmm. Had a little experience. My father knows about farming. But I never was aware that the nursery industry was such a complicated industry. I never really imagined,
Well, just, it's extremely involved, honey. The technical end that I deal with, you take one item, the rose. Commercially, we're handling in volume something like 680 different varieties of roses here. Just roses. And the other plant material for general ornamental purposes, flowering, non-flowering, broad leaves, deciduous.
Shrubbery.
Just